Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Some students at a Delray Beach High School said that they lost their appetite after finding, and I saw a video of this, a rat crawling inside the snacks at a vent in a vending machine.
Oh. Wow.
It's inside the vending machine crawling around. A video circulating on social media shows a rat inside the machine. At
how much for the rat?
Atlanta Community High School. LaToya Johnson said her daughter shot the footage, which shows the rat climbing around inside a vending machine and coming into contact with the packaged food. The school district confirmed the incident did indeed happen. A district spokesperson said that the principal was immediately made aware and the vending machine was locked so students couldn't use it. The vending machine company was called right away, and they sent out an exterminator who arrived later that day.
You know, the rats would certainly know what was good in there.
They would.
Yeah, they do eat a lot. Mm-hmm. So I might use the rat to select a snack.
Oh, really?
Rats. Yeah.
It's actually behind the glass, and you could, like, you know, indicate. Can you point out which one?
Yeah. The rat shakes his head no.
Right. Point to the snack. Up.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
A Canadian tourist was in the right place at the right time when he saved an elderly man from an alligator attack while on vacation in Florida.
Jeez.
Canadian Scott Pearson and his wife, Andrea, were in Lakeland, Florida, visiting his parents at a nearby retirement community. They went out for a walk on Monday, only to have their stroll interrupted by a strange scene at a nearby lake. A nearly 9-foot-long alligator had attacked an elderly man, later identified as 85-year-old George Ahil, gripping his foot in its jaws. It was surreal. It was the only way I could sum it up, Scott said. It was like right out of a movie. Pearson and his wife ran to help other onlookers free the man from the jaws of the beast while others called 911. Luckily, they were able to get the foot loose.
And you got that cut loose.
Pearson used his shirt as a tourniquet to slow the bleeding from Ahil's leg.
Rip off my old gray shoes.
Until emergency.
Ooh-wee. Open up an artery on me.
Workers could arrive.
Back. Get back. This freaking thing's breaking my back.
Police said that Ahil was not seriously injured in the attack, but was taken to a nearby hospital as a precautionary measure. The gator was apprehended by officers from the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation
Commission. Let's hear it for the goyim.
A day after the incident, Ahil's sneaker was discovered in its mouth.
Wow.
When it was removed from the lake. So they got the right one out of there.
Jeez.
A man in Edmonton who made international headlines for holding on to a wrapped Christmas gift from a high school girlfriend who dumped him nearly 50 years ago finally learned what it was on Thursday when she traveled to the city and opened it for him.
Can I guess what it is?
Sure.
Is it a photograph of her making love to the guy's father?
You saw the story. Okay, yeah. No, it's not.
Something sweeter, I hope.
Adrian Pierce, now a married father of two, received the small present wrapped in shiny purple paper shortly before Christmas 1971 from Vicki Allen, who was his very first sweetheart at George S. Henry Secondary School in Toronto. But when she handed it to him, she broke up with him. Dejected, Pierce returned to his family's home, threw it under the Christmas tree, and vowed to never open it. That story last December about the unopened gift appeared on TV, newspapers, website around the world, and as he stood on a stage in a packed cafe in northwest of the city and peeled away the paper with Pierce standing beside her and his wife, Janet, in the audience. His wife Janet was in the audience. She herself didn't know what she'd see because it was so long ago she had forgotten what she put in the gift.
Interesting.
And then Alan exclaimed when she finally saw it, she said, "Oh no, I can't give that to him." Apparently it was a small book called Love Is, New Ways to Spot That Certain Feeling.
It was the Ark of the Covenant.
And this is right after, and she got that for him as she
and
broke
breaks
up
with him. It would have been absolutely horrendous. It's actually good that he didn't open it up.
She said the irony is extreme. The event was a fundraiser for a charity group, by the way.
Preston, the guy looks like Bernie Perrant.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You're right. They learned the reason Alan dumped Pierce all those years ago. It turned out that while Alan was shopping for Pierce's gift at the mall, she met another boy and he kissed her on the spot. She said, "It wouldn't have been so bad, but I kissed him back." And she said that she knew Pierce would find out that she had betrayed him. She knew it was over between them.
Listen, they were young. They were kids. She was a filthy slut.
No.
When you're at that age and you're buying Christmas gifts for your girlfriend or your boyfriend, it means the world to you, you know?
But he had held on to that gift forever and kept putting it under the Christmas tree. He enjoyed the mystery of it, but eventually his wife put her foot down when their daughter, then five, wanted to open it herself. She said, "Daddy, when you die, I'll be able to open it,
oh
right?"
God.
Oh, man. But by the way, what wife wants a lingering ex-girlfriend's, even no matter how innocuous it was, under the tree?
She had said that I'm pretty secure in our relationship and I've never been jealous, so it was no big deal for her. All right, one last story, and then we will wrap it up. A motion has been passed on the floor of South Australia's Parliament, and it has an almighty stink. Staff and members of Parliament have received an email highlighting a recent spate of messes in men's toilets across a number of floors of the North Terrace building that have left them significantly soiled.
Ooh, I don't like this.
Joint Parliamentary Service Committee Secretary Rick Crump sent the missive.
Crump?
Berating the mystery culprit. He said the blatant disregard for and lack of respect shown to the other occupants of the building, especially the hardworking building service staff, is very concerning. Labor MP Nat Cook worked as a nurse for 3 decades before entering Parliament and said she had never sent or received an email like this before. Ms. Cook suggested Parliament could launch an investigation into the poop matter. Primary Industries Minister Tim Whetstone had a stern warning for the perpetrator. He said, "We will find them and they will be dealt with accordingly.
And we will kill them."
So I guess people are just leaving poop all over the toilets there.
You know, you got to have some consideration for the people that clean up. I mean, just on a human level.
Agreed.
It's disgusting.
But it's making waves through Australian Parliament, apparently.
It's going to bring the country down.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
Hotel staff created a horrifying effigy of a couple's dead son in a misguided attempt at a tribute.
Oh, so, my God.
I'll explain. Karen Baker had arranged for workers at a Jamaican resort to dress a room for friends. They were Faye and Andrew Stevens, whose son Alex died in 2014. Instead, she was left sweating and shaking when met by the sight of a body made out of clothes lying on the hotel bed. So you know how they'll sometimes do origami and so forth with the towels? They made a human body out of the clothes and things. And so the firm, TUIUK, refunded the family for the, quote, misunderstanding. The Stevens have made an annual tradition of celebrating their son's birthday since his death in 2014. His godmother, Miss Baker, who was also on the trip, tipped 2 members of the staff at the Royalton Jamaica Resort to secretly adorn the couple's bedroom with balloons and a cake.
Right.
Instead, they created an effigy replete with tears on its face and a can of lager clutched in its hand next to petals spelling out, "We miss you, Alex." Mrs. Baker, who first discovered the effigy, said that she was utterly horrified and removed the dummy before her friends thought. She said, "I walked into the bedroom. All I can describe is a dummy body on the bed. Staff had gone through my friend's wardrobe and stuffed the clothes with towels to make it look like a body on the bed. They even put tears down his face and a can of lager in his hand," she said. It's pretty... It's kind of impressive, but...
They were trying, but as you said, misguided is the operative word here.
Yeah, they just wanted balloons, you know? And
not a replica of the dead body.
Exactly. The family received a full refund for their $2,000 per person 5-star holiday after raising the issue. So they got a little bit of compensation for it. Kathy mentioned this in the news earlier, but I had to keep this in the bizarre file. 2 nuns at a Catholic school in California are accused of stealing $500,000 in school funds and using the money on vacations and gambling.
Wow.
Bank records show Sister Mary Margaret Cooper and Sister Lana Lang of St. James Catholic School has been embezzling from the school for at least 10 years. The Cooper, who retired as the school's principal earlier this year, handled all the tuition checks and fees. She allegedly withheld some checks and deposited them into an account that only she and Chang knew about. While investigators found that the two gave them some of the stolen money back to the had given some of the stolen money back to the school. The rest was used for their personal gain. As Cooper and Chang, I don't know where Chang came from. I didn't mention that person. Maybe it was Sister Lana Chang, not Lang. But anyhow, after she had lost my place here.
Gambling nuns.
Okay, here we go. As Cooper and Chang used the embezzled money for trips and casino gambling, they told parents of students that the school was operating on a tight budget.
Holy God.
The report claims the Archdiocese and the church are not pursuing criminal charges after the nuns expressed remorse. So they were sorry. They're not going to follow
$500,000 sorry?
Mm-hmm. Yep. When authorities pulled a Central Florida man over on the interstate, the routine traffic stop turned into anything but when a lemur appeared out of nowhere. Yeah, Highway Patrol
stopped. Get out of here.
Highway Patrol stopped 27-year-old Shane Taylor because he was driving erratically and hitting other cars. Well, the horse trailer Taylor was pulling could be seen throwing sparks as it was dragged along the road. Then, as troopers approached the vehicle, a lemur popped out of the trailer. He was arrested on suspicion.
Officers, I think I can help. I'm a lemur. I've been watching this whole thing. It's crazy.
Taylor was arrested on suspicion of DUI, and there are no other details about why there was a lemur.
But perhaps you can help us, Mr. Lemur.
On board for this, but nonetheless, there was. An Alaska couple who were startled by a late-night doorbell ringing check security footage and identify the culprit. It was a moose's ass.
What? Yeah. I saw pictures of this.
Kyle Stultz and Allie Johnstone said that they were confused when their doorbell rang at about 1:30 a.m. at their Anchorage home, but there was no one at the door. They checked moments later. They said, we were thinking some kids came through playing Ding Dong Ditch or maybe a neighbor coming through. We had no idea. Well, the couple checked their home security camera footage and were surprised to see the rear end of a moose playing Ding Dong Ditch. They said, we had this nice moose. This nice moose behind waiting for us right here, and he decided to back up onto it, and that's how we got our doorbell ring.
That's hilarious.
John So said the moose caboose offered a bit of comic relief and said that it was really nice.
Look actually. At how big those things
They're
are.
Just massive, wow. Man.
Look at those nipples. Yeah. Look at the nipples on me, man. I'm a moose. I'm a wilderness moose with huge nipples, man. Oh, God.
But this thing used
like the size of half dollars.
Used its butt. Here's a close up of its butt. We're looking at this right now, and it rings the doorbell.
Hole in your bell.
That's great.
Wow. Look at it compared to the car.
Yeah, just man, that is a massive animal.
Massive animal. A massive meaty animal.
All right, and we'll do one more story and wrap up the B file. Let's go with this. A samurai sword wielding man attacked three people early Thursday in San Francisco's Tenderloin. I didn't know there was a Tenderloin in San Francisco, but apparently there is. Okay.
One of the neighborhoods, yeah.
All right, the 47-year-old suspect, who was not immediately identified, began yelling from his window at the small group of people in their 20s on the street around 5 a.m. But rather than stop there, dude burst out on the street and started swinging a samurai sword at the group and injured all of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and what was the reason he was so irate?
They didn't indicate. Maybe they were making noise and it was 5 a.m., the victims, described as two men aged 25 and 24 and a 23-year-old woman, were all taken to the hospital. They were recovering from non-life-threatening injuries. Police arrested the suspect. I don't know, maybe call the police or something like that.
The problem was they were pooping on the sidewalk.
That Tony Bennett
was trying to get some sleep. I have a concert tonight in a city I love so much.
Streetcars.
Yeah. Rice-a-roni.
Yeah.
And poop on the streets. But there's a time and a place.
That's right.
So I had to attack him with my samurai sword.
At 5 a.m., I can understand, you know.
That's just ludicrous.
Yeah, so you can understand why he went crazy.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.